Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the fourth week in Ordinary Time, February 4th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today is from the Gospel of Mark, where he writes, "Jesus said to them, 'A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house.' So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith." When Jesus returns to Nazareth, the place of his upbringing, the town where he had worked, played, prayed, and learned, he finds not a warm welcome, but a kind of hardened indifference. The people who watched him grow now struggle to watch him with faith. They have seen his hands plane wood, but they cannot accept those same hands healing the sick. They know his relatives, his house, his ordinary past. Therefore, they cannot receive his extraordinary presence. And so Jesus speaks one of the most piercing lines in the gospel. "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." The tragedy of Nazareth is not that Jesus refused to act, but they refused to receive. Their familiarity became a barrier. Their knowledge became a kind of blindness. Their closeness did not open their hearts, it hardened them. And so the gospel says something stunning. He was not able to perform any mighty deed there, and he was amazed at their lack of faith. This is not a limitation of divine power. It is the mysterious reality that God never forces grace into a resistant heart. We can recognize ourselves in Nazareth. We can grow so accustomed to Jesus that his presence no longer moves us. The scriptures become too familiar, not alive. The Eucharist becomes routine, but not astonishing. The prayers we say daily become words, but not encounter. The people we love most become ordinary, but not revelation of God's image. Familiarity in itself is not the problem. The problem is familiarity without wonder. Nazareth had Jesus in their midst, but they had lost the capacity to say, "This is holy, this is God." So they reduced him to what was comfortable and manageable. When we cease to expect God to act, we may begin to assume he cannot act. Contempt is not always loud. It often begins quietly. I am ready to know this gospel. I already prayed today. I already experienced Mass, and it feels the same as it always does. I already know how God works in my life. We may not reject Jesus, but we stop receiving him. Contempt is born not from hatred, but from the slow erosion of reverence. Nazareth teaches us that the Savior can stand before us, and our hearts can remain unmoved, not because he is small, but because our vision has shrunk. Notice the tenderness hidden in this moment. Jesus did not punish the people of Nazareth. He does not storm out in anger. Instead, he lays his hands on the few who would receive him. He heals those whose hearts dared to hope. Even when surrounded by unbelief, Christ searches for the open heart. His amazement at their lack of faith shows his vulnerability. He truly desires to be welcomed. God desires to be received. Love wants to be loved in return. This is the humility of God. He knocks, even where he is ignored. How do we keep our hearts from becoming another Nazareth? We return to wonder. We ask daily, Lord, show me your presence today where I have stopped expecting you. We approach the familiar as though it is new. Scripture, the sacraments, and even the people around us contain depths we have not yet explored. We practice receptivity. Faith is not merely believing that God exists. It is standing before him with open hands ready for grace. And we welcome him in the ordinary. Jesus comes disguised as routine. The morning light, the neighbor who interrupts us, the Eucharist that looks like simple bread. But if we begin to look with reverence again, we will discover that Nazareth was never the last word. Many hearts today, ours included, can become places of mighty deeds when they allow themselves to believe in a new way. Jesus' words about being dishonored among one's own are also an invitation to examine how we treat people closest to us. Sometimes we honor strangers more than family. We appreciate others' gifts, but dismiss the gifts of those under our own roof. We fail to notice the quiet holiness in the people who are most familiar. To the degree that we reclaim reverence for the ordinary people around us, we create a space where Christ can work wonders again. The gospel does not end in Nazareth's unbelief. It calls us to a different kind of familiarity, a closeness to Jesus that deepens desire instead of dulling it, a daily relationship that grows in awe rather than assumption. Jesus still comes to his native place, the human heart. May he not find it closed. May he not be amazed at our lack of faith, but delighted by our expectation. We welcome him again with humility today, with wonder and trust, and he will do mighty deeds among us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, remove from my heart every indifference and every familiarity that dulls my love. Give me the eyes of wonder, the heart of reverence, and the faith that welcomes you in every moment. Heal the places where disbelief has settled, and perform your mighty deeds in the quiet Nazareth of my soul. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each day, where we reflect over a passage of Scripture and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.